Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. The man accused of kidnapping a South Boston woman, forcing her to withdraw money from ATM machines and then killing her, has been ordered held without bail. At his arraignment this morning, 28-year-old Edwin Alamany was sent back to Bridgewater State Hospital after a suicide attempt last night. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The West Roxbury District Courtroom was packed. Edwin Alamany's parents and about 20 other relatives were there, as were four people described as friends and relatives of Amy Lord. She's the 24-year-old South Boston resident whose body was found in the Stony Brook Reservation in Hyde Park last month. She'd been beaten, stabbed, and strangled to death. Edwin Alamany is charged with her murder. As he entered the courtroom this morning, Alamany had a fresh open gash on his neck. His attorney, Jeffrey Denner, said Alamany also had other self-inflicted injuries as a result of a suicide attempt at the Nashua Street Jail last night.
Horrible gashes up both sides of his arms and his veins and arteries going up here.
Fingernails?
Fingernails, all he had left to work with.
In court today, Alamany kept his head down as Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney John Pappas laid out in detail the state's case. Pappas said Amy Lord usually caught a bus about 5:30 in the morning and rode it downtown to a gym with a friend, and from there went on to work. She was reported missing after she didn't catch the bus, didn't go to the gym, and didn't show up for work. The prosecutor said video surveillance shows her being forced back into the entrance to her apartment building that morning by a person who had been lurking outside. 12 minutes later, that person forced her into her car, then drove her to five automatic teller machines and forced her to take money out of her bank account. Pappas says ATM surveillance video shows Amy Lord with obvious facial injuries. Later that day, he said, Alamany was spending money, bought a cell phone, paid some bills, totaling about $400, telling acquaintances.
He came into certain winnings as a result of hitting a lottery ticket and had to cash that ticket in, representing that he had won money in the thousands of dollars.
Pappas noted the lottery reports there was no payout to an Edwin Alamany. It was the second court appearance in as many days for Alamany. Yesterday, he was ordered held on $3 million bail in attacks on two other women in South Boston within hours of Amy Lord's murder. He had been deemed competent to stand trial and was being held at the Nashua Street Jail. Today, after telling a court psychologist this morning that he is suicidal, Alamany was ordered back to Bridgewater State Hospital. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.